Welcome to Fandomonious, a pop culture podcast.
Hello, my name's Adam.
My name's Ian.
And this is Fandomonious.
Ta-da!
It's a podcast. Just an aimless pop culture podcast.
Of sorts.
Of sorts. So, right off the bat, I'm just gonna say that there's a chance we're going to have to take a bit of a sabbatical, a little bit of a break. There's an Amber Alert?
Oh, shoot. For Springfield, Ohio. Oh, man.
If you're listening to this on Tuesday... this is Friday night, and there's an Amber Alert in Springfield, Ohio. Check your local media. Okay. They used to give more information on that. Interesting. Never had that happen before. During a podcast. We got insurance, got things figured out, and sent us some money to get our podcast floor fixed and replace some of the stuff. And they're going to send hopefully some more money once they figure out the collectible part. That's a little more difficult to figure out.
Yeah, that'll be a fun part.
Yeah. But I'm not as worried about that because that's just stuff and it'll get replaced or not, whatever. But yeah, the floor kind of needs done at some point. So we're going to have to like gut the room and have a contractor in here doing all that jazz. So that might put us off a bit. Plus, we've been discussing how we're going to restructure stuff, and it's been really stressful for me. It's been 2 years, a lot of money, and a lot of time that I've put into this. And with winter, that's part of it. I get a little bummy during winter, and then with I don't know. Oh, yo, what's up, Josh?
Hey, man.
Hey, me.
Hey, me.
I get a little bummy in winter, and then that doesn't help things either. But I don't know. I wasn't feeling creatively fulfilled, and it felt like when the three of us got together, like we almost had to like force it or fake it, and that's not fun. Like we're friends. Like
fake it till we make it.
Yeah,
we're just not making it.
We're not making it. So nothing's really different other than just not being creatively fulfilled like I was before. So we're talking about things that we can do to improve that. Otherwise, you know, I had thrown it out there like. Do we just put a pin in it? Do we call it done? Which I don't want to do because I feel like I created this for a reason, like to have a creative outlet. And I also feel like we've got a lot of, like we don't have like thousands upon thousands of fans, but we've got really good people that listen to us. And
hi, Nicole.
Nicole, Daryl, Castle, Josh, Dylan, all these people. And so we don't want to like let you guys down either. So. We're talking about maybe like a rebrand, so we might, I know that you guys have all bought merch, so I feel kind of shitty about that, but it's been 2 years. We did one visual rebrand, but maybe not be a generally pop culture podcast. Like maybe it'll be like discussions, like fanboy talk, like I don't know.
And on top of all that,
if you have ideas, send them.
We've been, you know, like you said, we've been doing this for over 2 years now, and I mean... Yeah. We've gone through so many member changes and just it seems almost like a revolving door, and I think Adam and I are the two only founding members.
Yeah,
left.
It was me, you, and Derek that started the discussions, and then right when we were going to start, Derek got the when he got Georgia, wasn't it?
It was when he got
Georgia, Alabama.
It was Zombieland 2.
Yeah, and he had to leave for that, and then he moved there for a while. And he was like, yeah, I just can't, which kudos to him.
That's completely understandable. But I think Adam and I have had some discussions where we kind of are just at that point where it's like, well, if it's just going to be you and I, what do we do? You know, we're not saying that we are per se, this is the last time you're ever going to see us. That's not what we're saying.
We're
at
not
all.
Necessarily saying that we're completely done here. I know you guys in the chat are like, what are you talking about? You're not quitting, are you? Probably not.
There's just going to be some changes.
What those
exact changes are, we don't know yet, or when they will be implemented.
Right.
Adam and I have just recently started having some discussions about it, and we just want to
keep you in the loop.
Yeah, just have some. We want to be transparent with everyone. You know, all three of you.
We're trying to make this a little more creatively enjoyable for us. And part of that is knowing that you guys are fulfilled. Like, I know that the couple of you that hang out every week seem fine, but I just want to make sure that we're giving quality content and not just
We want to be at our best for you.
Right. Like, I want to feel that. Because, one of the things that we've discussed whether it was the right thing to do was I've kind of looked at this as managing it like a band, like how I've done bands in the past. I've always been big into the artwork and the branding. So I focused on the logo and I focused on, you know, t-shirts and merch and websites and social media, like the stuff marketing, which I think is important, but I've put a lot of effort into that. And when you put a lot of effort into something like that and you don't necessarily feel like you got the return you were expecting, it gets a little in your head.
A little discouraging.
Yeah. And that's dumb. It really is stupid because I feel like, it's not about that. It's never been about that. But in your head.
Zombie. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah. You start to think about it. And it's like, man, like, you start looking at stats and numbers. And it's like, man, we were doing really well. And then, you know, it goes down a bit. Part of that was COVID. And then
The dark Skype.
There isn't like a huge uptick again. And it's like, we're just sort of running stagnant. And it's like, okay, maybe we need to just, you know, like I said, revamp for one, internally here, but maybe rebrand completely, like come up with a new name for the pod. That's what we were discussing. Like, would it be a new name? Like, and maybe not end this one. It might dissolve into it. So you might, like, I know that you can change it to where like this would be the same channel and everything. You just change the name on it and it would just take over it. That's something we might do. We're just discussing what we think would creatively fulfill us and also, keep you guys entertained. So again, any ideas you might have for that, let us know. Otherwise, we're going to be stewing about it and discussing it. And again, full transparency, I don't know what's going on with Kramer right now. If he's going to be in, he kind of thought we were ending it, which I might have given that impression because I know at least last week when we first discussed it, I was like, should we just end it? No, well, I might be done.
Well, that's mostly why we took last week off
to talk about it.
Yeah, Adam and I had this kind of like a sit down evening, just the two of us, and just kind of
went around Walmart and games, like did our time.
Yeah, when you're from where we are, you know, going to Walmart,
a big deal.
Walking around Walmart, going to walk around Meijer and GameStop and Target, yeah. Like even if you don't buy anything, that's just something to do to clear your head.
Yeah, and you just chat.
Like, yeah, you just kind of shoot the shit and bullshit and just walk around Walmart or GameStop for a couple hours. And that's what Adam and I did last week. We talked a lot about, you know, what we each wanted from this and how, you know, ideas on how it can be tweaked, how it can be changed, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think we had some pretty good ideas. It's just finding a way to implement things.
Right.
To where, like, what we feel like, where, like Adam said, you know, we'd be fulfilled creatively and where you guys are fulfilled entertainingly.
Right.
Entertainingly.
Sure.
It sounds right. It doesn't sound right.
Phantomonious is a fake word.
Yeah, it's fine. They understand. They're picking up what I'm laying down. But either way, we have decided we don't want to just not.
Right.
Like, I
want to do this still every week.
And, you know, it's like I was talking to the wife about it today, and she's like, you know, this is my creative outlet. I am not a creative person by any means whatsoever. I don't play any instruments. I can't draw anything.
But you're going to be entertaining once a week.
You know, but I know my shit when it comes to talking about like movies and comic books and, you know, like, you know, nerd culture per se. I know my shit, you know, and it's one of those things where that is my claim to fame. Well, and this is my outlet to talk about it because, you know, I love my wife, but, you know, she's very surface level knowledge of these things, like especially like using
it's not her bag.
Yeah, like using the MCU as a reference.
Right.
She's very surface level on what the MCU is. She asked me a lot of questions like, who's this character? What does this mean? How, like, what was this reference? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I had to explain a lot of that to her. But that's, you know, that's just her thing. It's just because she knows I have that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's nice to have a conversation with, you know, somebody where I'm not having to explain these things, where rather than explaining what they are, we can explain, you know, what they mean, right. You know, rather than like, oh, well, this means this, this, and this. And it's like, oh, well, this means this. So what could this mean? You know, like,
right.
It's nice to have like an actual conversation rather than just an explanation.
Yeah.
So well, this is my creative outlet and I don't want it to go away and I refuse to let it.
And as for like when I was saying like we don't know what's going on with Kramer, one is like he, like I said, the way I discussed it, the way I brought it to, and it's Snapchat, it's text. So he can take out however he reads it. So he said, oh, I thought, like as of tonight, he's like, oh, I thought that we were done. Like I didn't know we were even going to get together tonight. But he did have other plans. He had plans last week and he's been quite a bit busier. And I don't know what that means as of right now. We personally don't have any issues. None. Like, fucking love the guy. So I hope that...
I mean, he's my adopted brother.
Right. Like,
well, I'm the adopted brother.
If he can
brother,
be involved really in it, we love having him. If he's just busy right now and he needs some time off of it, that's fine. Like, I just want you guys to know, like, we're not pushing him out. And he's not, as far as I know, not trying to leave. It's just fucking life, man. Like, we've missed several weeks from shit that's happened here or, you know, someone can't make it. And, you know, it's constantly evolving your schedule to work with each other. And I don't know. It's not a well-oiled machine yet, which sucks, but fuck, it is what it is.
Not so oiled, more like spritz of WD-40.
Right, right. But we wanted to keep you guys up to date. That's something that's been going. That's why we were off last week. That's what we're discussing this week as well. Like, we've been out and about tonight. It's why we started so late. Like, we focused on buying stuff for our fishing rods tonight so that we could go fishing together this summer. Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, how do we just hang out and get back into shit? Like, winter fucking kicked our ass. Ohio's kicking our ass right now. The weather
Ohio,
is nuts.
Yeah, Ohio's weather this year was brutal. And I don't even necessarily mean, like, so much, like, we kind of had like a mild winter. Like, there was never really like that many days where it's like, oh, it's 5 below 0 or anything like it normally is. We had a pretty mild winter, but we got a lot of snow and it doesn't want to fucking quit.
No,
we're going into like May in the next like week or two and they're calling for snow again next week.
It's gonna be May.
So,
yes. Yeah, Justin Timberlake memes are coming.
Yeah. Oh, prepare, brace for impact.
Brace yourself. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we're ready for, I think we're just kind of like, it's almost like cabin fever.
Yeah.
You know, and when it has been nice, it has been raining like a motherfucker in Ohio lately.
Yeah. I mean, it really like,
and it's really, it's our a mental fucking downer.
State, yeah. Our mental state's going to impact how we do this. It's not, it's no different than, what an actor or musician would have to go through. Like, we have to, like, I mean, this is us, obviously. We're not, like, completely putting on a character here, but you do up your game. We are trying to entertain you. We don't want to be ourselves. We want to be the best version, our animated self, our
dude,
fun
I don't,
self.
I don't even want to be myself when I'm not recording.
But, like I try to, like, I try to be entertaining. Like, I've been in bands, and I know what it's like to be the front man or whatever. So, like... you're not lying, but you're trying to like entertain. You're putting on a show, and I don't want to come in here and be bummed out and then feel like I'm letting everybody down. Like, then I get more bummed out because I get in my head over it. So Nicole says she hopes it's not over, but you have to do what makes you happy. I appreciate that. And
it's never ogre.
It's never ogre.
I just watched Shrek last weekend. It was one of the best. That movie holds up so freaking well.
I'll rewatch it.
Dude, I'm telling you, Shrek holds up way more than it has any fucking business holding up.
It's fair.
Like, it's one of those movies that, like...
I would feel that way, too.
And I promise you, when you watch it, you're going to go, huh, that movie really fucking holds up. It has no business holding up, but it really does.
I'll say the only thing dated in that would be Smash Mouth, and they're timeless.
No, Smash Mouth is 100% timeless.
Yeah, so we're good. It's like Nick Cage.
It's fine.
Nick Cage is timeless.
Dude, Nick Cage is having a fucking baby.
Is he?
He is 58 years old. His 27-year-old wife is pregnant with a girl.
Hell yeah.
I saw that on the Tweeter Monster today.
We are, that's something, like, a short topic. Like, I think we're going to try tomorrow, if we can find the time, to go watch The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Is that this weekend?
I thought.
Why did I say that so weird? That came out so weird.
Well,
that's what kind of like what I was talking about last weekend, but because I have a wife who is currently, as of this coming Sunday... So it'll be this past Sunday by the time this episode is released. But as of right now, on Sunday of this week, my wife will be 31 weeks pregnant. So
tomorrow.
Today's Friday.
Yeah, I'm saying the movie.
Oh, the movie. Tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So yeah, as of Sunday, my wife will be 31 weeks pregnant. So that's another thing Adam and I talked about. And if I do the horror film or the horror podcast that I've been talking about doing, I think it's more looking like it's probably going to be like the fall.
Launch
that way. That way we can get kind of
the feeling
like,
is there too. Yeah, then because it's spooky season.
Yeah, exactly. And right. You know, it gives us plenty of time because Thea is supposed to be born like third week of June.
Right.
So I think we're kind of wanting to just make sure like we're in a routine and a schedule before I, you know, kind of get
a new routine. In.
Yeah. So I am really heavily considering it, Nicole. I haven't 100% made up my mind yet. I would like to do it, but it all just depends on how things go. I really would like to do it. I you guys know me. I could talk about horror films from sun up to sundown and never get tired of it. I love it so much. So we'll just have to see how it goes. I want to do it. I really do want to do it. Adam encourages me to do it. He's always encouraged me to do it. And yeah. I think it's just a matter of pulling the trigger and getting on that horse.
Right. Well, like we'll have that gives us a lot of time to discuss it. So when we launch it, it's not as like stressful then either. It's just like, oh, this is what we wanted it to be.
I think if I do it, I think I have an idea how I want to launch it. And like, I think about it quite a bit. Like, I think if...
Well, that's important. That's
and I mean, I've got a name. I've got like a schedule I want to do. I've got my format. It's just like I said. It's all about just finding that timeline and right. that scheduling.
And that's what got me into this and how to do it. Like it was a lot of like at work thinking about it, and then same. I could talk about horror all day. Maybe you should both do it. Possibly,
Adam. You want to talk about horror movies with me?
We possibly. I've been debating that whether I want to be super involved. I also like. I've never felt like anybody would want to hear me ever. So from day one, and I'm assuming you can testify to this or attest to it.
Testify.
From day one, I've tried to get off the mic. And just produce.
Yeah, he's talked a lot about stepping into the producer
role. Ben, of everybody, was the biggest proponent of it. Like, oh, no, dude. Like, you got to be on it. It's like, I just feel like you guys could handle the conversation. I just want to push the buttons, man. Like,
I love sitting here and talking to you. But, I mean, it's about what you want to do. I mean, it's all right. About what you want to do. If you want to sit here and talk to me, then cool, man. If you don't, that's cool, too.
But the thing is, we can always, like... start early on a Friday or pick another day where we just do a dry run of some ideas. Like, hey, let's take an hour. Let's just come over on whatever night during the week or on the weekend. Let's just take an hour, half hour, and do a dry run of horror podcasts. Like,
oh, man, you never dry rub.
Dry run. You have the dry runs? You ever have those? It's called a fart. Is that a dad joke?
I feel like it's a bad joke. But I feel, well, most dad jokes are bad jokes. Take it from me. I have a whole book of them.
But no, we've been on.
We could just spend 2 hours and talk about Tusk.
Yeah, I would talk about Tusk. That's the biggest
Josh,
thing.
Josh, what are we rubbing? Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to, my friend.
Yeah. Dry rubbing
the chicken wings.
Chicken wing.
Yeah, we're gonna start a podcast that's just us spending 2 hours every week talking about the movie Tusk.
Every week.
Until Kevin Smith decides he wants to come on and talk about Tusk with us for 2 hours.
There we go. That'd be fun. I want to know the answers, and I want in. Josh, have you ever wanted to start a podcast? Dude, I'll do a podcast a week. Or not a week, sorry, a day.
I think he's talking about he wants in on dry rubbing.
Oh, dry rubbing? Yeah, that's not as exciting. Come do a podcast. You can call
him. I mean, hey, I don't know. Dry rubbing could be... I mean, I feel like you're going to, you know, friction probably might take over at one point or another.
The other thing is it's hard to come up with a name for a podcast. So just calling it the Dry Rub Podcast might be worth doing just because who else fucking has that?
You know what?
Honestly, though, Google it. I'll bet it's a fucking podcast.
It probably is. You know how many times I thought of a cool, clever horror name for my podcast and then like I would Google it and be like, fuck, it's taken.
Yep. Yep.
I did, Josh, finally land on one. And as now, it's not taken.
Yeah. Josh, we can do a podcast. It can be during the week. You can call in. Like, we could Skype or Discord it and do it that way. I don't
or
give a
shit. You could just not be bitch made and come here.
Yeah.
I know where you live. Which means, and me knowing where you live means I know how close to Maid Right you live, which means you need to bring us Maid Rites.
Every time we record?
Every time we record, every week.
He's upset that's because not someone negotiable. I work with who lives in that area, and they brought Maid Rites for lunch today. And
you sick son of a bitch.
I'm still kind of burping up.
He sent me a picture of his Maid Rites today, and I have never wanted, you know, like that song, Kiss Me Through the Phone?
No, but I get the point now.
I wanted to punch you through a fucking phone.
I did not get the point. I was wrong.
I wanted to sandwich punch the shit out of you during I was like, this motherfucker had like, the audacity.
Slap me and then grab my sandwich.
Yeah, like he had the audacity to send me pictures of his Maid Rites.
He said he could bring Maid Rites.
Do it. Absolutely, Tusk is worth a watch. You haven't lived until you have watched Tusk.
Okay, but first you have to watch Yoga Hosers. Because that is the first one, right? Or the second one?
Well, actually, it came out after.
So Tusk is first.
Then
Yoga Hosers, and then...
Well, it depends on how you want to do this, because there's Moose Jaws. But Moose Jaws isn't out yet.
I know. I don't know if it'll ever be
out. It's Jaws, but with a moose.
With a moose.
But anyways, if you want to do, I guess you could kind of call it like the Kevin Smith horror trilogy. All three of them. There's Red State, which Red State is fucking phenomenal.
Is Red State part of it, though?
Well, that's why I said it's kind of like meh. I don't think Red State would be considered, but it's, you know, the Kevin Smith horror trilogy because he's done the three of them. So it's Red State, which again is fucking phenomenal. Then there's Tusk, which is phenomenal in a very unique way. And then there's Yoga Hosers, which is... It's Yoga Hosers. I don't really know how to explain that movie. It is something. Did we watch Fresh? No, I haven't watched it yet. It's in my queue or my like to watch list. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. That's the one with Sebastian Stan in it, isn't it? What are you doing? I feel like I'm asking questions to... Well, I guess, Nicole, is that the one that has Sebastian Stan in it where they do, like, that weird, like, dance montage? What?
What's it called? The one you're talking about?
Fresh?
I think that's the one. Sorry.
I think it is, too.
Now I just
Nicole asked if we were watching. I know, yeah. Hi, Dylan.
Dylan!
Yes, we're talking about Fresh. Currently. We were talking about Tusk. Dylan, have you seen Tusk? If you've seen Tusk, please say you have. I need somebody to talk about Tusk with me.
I swear that was a Blu-ray.
But yes, Nicole, watch the Kevin Smith horror trilogy of Red State, Tusk, and Yoga Hosers. I don't know if you can stream them anywhere though. Tusk might be on Shudder. Red State. This movie's fucking glorious. Unless you're a Republican. Then it might be a little too close to home.
Yeah, it gets a little rough there.
But it's still a fantastic movie. And then Tusk. Tusk.
I should have these in fucking alphabetical order at this point. This is so frustrating.
Dude, Dylan, you're good, man. You're good. You're working, so you're late coming in, man. It's all good. Adam's looking at his movie shelves for Kramer. Yep, see, Kramer said Tusk slaps. It slaps hard.
Fuck yes, it does.
Kramer can vouch. He's seen all three. I assume Kramer, you've seen Yoga Hosers, right? I assume so. You live with Doug. I assume you've seen Yoga Hosers. Did you find Tusk?
Yeah.
Aha! Tusk. Ooh, didn't they just release what are they called? Is it called Cursed Films? Like season 2 of Cursed Films on Shudder? Cuz that I've been talking about wanting to do. Adam, we just need to just figure out who's going to do Shudder so we can just stop
we need
to stop doing this dance.
We just have to.
We just gotta do it.
I think we're gonna do it. Oh, there it is. Fucking.
You find Yoga Hosers?
I found it. That makes me so happy.
Okay. So you got in order they count. We got.
Sorry, listeners. That was probably annoying.
We got Red State. Right there. That's the one. Right there.
Yep. Red State.
Phenomenal film. And then
it's really good.
And then you got Tusk, which is exactly what the front of it looks like. It's the front of it. That is the one.
Yeah.
And then you have, Yoga Hosers,
which might be one of Johnny Depp's best movies.
Which actually stars Johnny Depp's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter.
Yep.
Which actually, I think Tusk and Yoga Hosers are connected because of Johnny Depp's character.
Well, because of those two as well.
They're, well, yeah, these two. But
they are in Tusk at a gas
station.
For
5 seconds.
Yeah. And this is basically saying, hey, those two characters from that movie, this is their life. And it shows them like living their life and working in that store. And then...
I don't know how to explain the movie. I really don't know.
Micro sausage Nazis start attacking.
Played by Kevin Smith.
Played by Kevin Smith. They are bratwurst... They are animated and anthropomorphized bratwurst Nazis.
Played by Kevin Smith.
All of them. And they attack.
It is like I said, that's the best description I could possibly give of that. Into Darkness. I feel like I've heard of it. I fucking love horror documentaries. Nicole, I don't know if you've ever watched Never Sleep Again, The Nightmare Legacy,
what?
Or Memories from Crystal
saw
Lake.
The new Nick Cage movie.
Well, it came out today. Memories from Crystal Lake, the Friday the 13th documentary. Mm-hmm. Both of those, I've watched those so many times. I love horror documentaries.
They're good. They're actually really good, documentaries.
Yeah, I don't get into like true crime stuff like the wife does. I swear she's plotting to kill me.
Okay.
I don't get into true crime stuff, but horror documentaries about like franchises and how like horror films were made back in the day, and all, I love that stuff. So I'm all about it.
I have no stake in this at all. We're not going to get paid for this. There's no monetization. This is strictly me saying I like this. When I go to work, I usually listen to a specific local radio station in Ohio, which most of you know, Nicole won't know. But I was listening to that every morning, and one morning I heard this commercial for a true crime podcast. And being a podcaster for 2 years, I already have a bit of guilt and shame for being another like cis white guy on a fucking microphone. Like, I think we have enough of them. So it's like, do we really need to be on the air? But then on top of it, it's like, I can't also listen to true crime podcasts and be that guy. Cause that's like this big fad right now. It's like, I'm not doing it.
Everything. Dude, I think it was the pandemic, like started like the true crime, like craze.
But this commercial was for a show called Hell and Gone. They say Hell and Gone. It sounds like Helen.
I've heard that advertised.
Yeah, Hell and Gone. I was like, I'm just going to give it a check because they kept talking about what the story was about. So the commercial I heard, I guess, was for season one, which is smart, I guess. But I listened to season one in a day at work. Like, I put it on the way to work, and I listened to it on the way home, and that was the end of it. And I started season two. And this week, I have listened to all four seasons. I'm actually caught up. I don't think season four is done, but each season is a different true crime story.
A case.
And it's just fascinating. I absolutely recommend it.
I know I've talked about it before, but like it is actually a series. Mm-hmm. The podcast I listen to is kind of like a companion to the series. The Eli Ross History of Horror.
Yeah.
It's like a companion podcast of like the full interviews, because you know, you watch the series and like each episode they show snippets of direct like interviews with people. Well, right. Like the podcast is the full interview with that like particular person.
Oh, nice.
So like they have like sometimes some episodes are 45 minutes, sometimes are 2.5 hours.
Right on.
And like I know the one he did one where he interviewed Rob Zombie. That one was like 2.5 hours, and it's just a full interview talking about like how they started loving horror, what influenced them, you know, how is that, you know, basically, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And there's 2 or 3 seasons now, I believe, of it. And there's mostly usually like eight episodes per season.
Right.
But they're really good. It's some episodes they're interviewed by Eli Roth, and then when Eli Roth can't do them, because I know in the third season, I don't think he did any of them because he was filming Borderlands.
Okay.
So when he does do it, the executive producer, Kurt Sayenga, will do them, and they're just all. I really recommend it. If you like, interview like podcasts, like stuff like that, and being a fan of horror and stuff like that, like it's really cool. And you know, you can always go back and be like, oh, I don't really want to listen to this interview or this or that, but yeah.
People are always hating on Eli Roth. I like listening to his podcast. You need to get Shudder so you can watch them.
Yeah, I watched the History of Horror when they premiere on AMC.
Right.
Because they do them on AMC like at like 10 o'clock on during Halloween season. I did miss the last season though because I was moving and everything, and I don't have Shudder.
What Kramer called out, Scream Queen. I think I've seen Scream Queen.
That is a documentary about Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Okay.
With Mark Patton.
The My Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, it's about Mark Patton being gay in the horror community and like in the 80s and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe I didn't see that.
Haven't seen it yet, but Kramer's recommended it to me. He says it's really good.
Which is the one we have, the Nightmare one?
The Never Sleep Again?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one where, that's the one that does like the full franchise.
I can't remember if I just watched your one. Copy or if I bought a copy. I know I have
Crystal gave you my Lake copy memories. To watch.
Yeah.
I mean, you gave it back, but I gave it to you
to watch. I can't remember if we watched it or if we had it so long, you were like, can I just please have that back now?
Well, yeah, it's because it's out of print and I don't want to lose it.
Right, right.
That's one of my favorite documentaries.
I'm not sure if we ever did get a hold of a copy or not. I know I got Camp Crystal Lake Memories and I love that, but... it's on Vudu. Your Vudu. Okay, right on. Hails, yeah.
I like talking about scary movies.
Kramer, you were at a fancy dinner, and I watched your Snapchats. It looked like it was actually pretty fucking cool. You got entertainment and everything.
Were you entertained?
If you'd like to, shoot out some stuff in the chat about that. We'll try to like throw it in as we're going.
I'd like to talk about this little movie that it was very under the radar.
Yeah.
It's called Jaws.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Moose Jaws?
Nope, just Jaws. This one's about...
actual Jaws.
I know not a lot of people have seen the movie. I know it's very under the radar, very low-key, but it's about this shark.
Not Cats?
No, not Cats.
Oh.
Now, Cats is a horror film.
I have not. I'm not watching it.
Like the new Cats movie, which I haven't seen it, but...
What's Jaws?
It's a good one.
Whoops.
I could probably start a companion piece podcast about fucking Jaws.
There you go.
Although the other day I did compare, I don't know if I was talking to you or not. I compared the new Scream movie, like Scream 2022.
Cool Jaws?
So I was talking to you. Yeah, I compared it to Jaws the Revenge.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Scream 5 is the Jaws Revenge of the Scream franchise. And I will stand by that.
We have
that.
All four of the original movies. I need to actually sit down and watch them. Does it have a shark in it? I think sometimes. Nicole wants to know if there's a shark in it.
It was supposed to have a shark in it a lot more, but, you know, 1975, you know, saltwater, gears, electronic, didn't work out very well.
And it ended up working out very well.
It actually worked out for the better. Although I will say the one thing that kind of
is a horror film.
One thing about it that kind of sucks was apparently Spielberg had actually like wanted to shoot a book accurate death for Alex Kittner.
Yeah.
And because the shark wouldn't work, they couldn't do it. And then when he did film it, like what he did film of it, it was too gruesome. So that's why Alex Kittner's death in the movie like version now is kind of like tame, because what they filmed of it was just too much. The book, and that's like one of those things about like the book and like movie Jaws, like because in the book, Hooper dies. He doesn't make it to the end of the book, and he gets a fucking brutal, and I mean brutal ass fucking death.
Yeah,
and then there's like a whole section in the middle of the book where like. Chief Brody's wife is having an affair with Hooper because she's unhappy in their thing, like their marriage. And he straight up just lets Hooper get eaten by the shark just out of spite. Like, what if you just picked one of your favorite movies and talked about it in depth once a week. We've actually talked about that.
We have talked about that.
That was one of the ideas we spit out.
Whether it be an actual like episode or whether it would be a segment. I don't think it could be a segment. It would be too long. Like once
I think we could do an episode.
About a movie, you'd have to do a full episode, yeah. I think.
Especially if you really, if you're especially like passionate about it, or like if you decide to do like franchises, like Star Wars, that's 9 episodes on the movies alone. You know, like we've tossed around the idea, and I've always been an advocate of the one topic per episode. I've always been kind of advocating for that because I feel like that's when we do that, I feel like is when our episodes are at their strongest.
Yeah, and that might just be the next step to just force ourselves to do it for a while because it is difficult to do sometimes. Once you're on it, you're on it, though. Yeah. So Kramer said that our students and staff performed together to celebrate 10 years of, is it Sir Mason? Sore Mason being open?
School of Rock Mason.
School of Rock Mason. Okay, thank you. Brain fart on my end. So we got to see my students rock out in front of 500 plus in that fancy theater. It was a fancy theater. That was pretty cool. Like, it had like the...
I did say doo-doo.
Like an amphitheater.
And said doo-doo. I did say doo-doo.
That's funny. My iPad is late. So if I look at the computer, it's on time. But if we're doing our normal shorter episodes, we're pushing it at over halfway, but do we want to discuss, if anyone listening cares to stick around and listen, do we want to discuss Halo and or Moon Knight?
We could spend 2 hours talking about strictly Minecraft.
We probably could.
No, if everybody's caught up on, I don't know if anybody is actually watching Halo except for us two. I don't think I've met anybody else who's watching Halo except for us. And Moon Knight, Alex, I assume everybody's more caught up.
Probably.
Are you playing footsie with me?
I'm not trying to.
I mean, it's fine if you
Alex, you guys are way more structured than we are. Anyone listening, whether you're on Twitch chat or listening to this episode later on a Tuesday, definitely go check out Alter Ego Comics Presents. Extraordinarily knowledgeable in comic books. And even though they tend to have disagreeing opinions with me on some things, I do like to hear them talk about movies because it is...
Like what? What do they disagree with you with? Tell me. I want to know.
The two
right
most
now.
Recent ones was The Batman and Morbius.
Well, I can't speak on Morbius because I didn't watch it. I'll see it when it comes out on physical.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, he thanked me for the plug. Oh, there he goes.
The Batman and Morbius, both bad. Okay, like I said, I can't speak on Morbius because I haven't watched it.
I liked both of them.
No. I loved the Batman. Don't get me wrong. I really did. I just hated how fucking long the movie was.
I just didn't feel the length.
I felt the length. I really did.
That's what
she said. Yeah. Well, I felt the length of the Batman. But the problem with that is I know it sounds... there's no way it doesn't sound right.
I felt the length of the Batman.
But... I felt, Josh, you know, the whole 3 hours of the Batman, like even when we left the theater, I said, like, I felt all 3 hours of that movie.
I've had sciatic nerve pain since that movie, so I definitely sat wrong for 3 hours, that's for sure.
But, like I said, I can't speak on Morbius, but I did love the Batman. I just didn't like how long the movie was. I felt like there was some stuff that could have been cut from it to maybe chop it down 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I enjoyed the movie. Like I said, I haven't seen Morbius, so I can't speak on that yet, but I'm sure I probably won't like it. But
yeah, I enjoyed it. And I personally think I did a good job, Alex, when you guys were, like, I was listening to your episode. Obviously, you weren't doing it live, but it was the next day. But I felt like I did a pretty good job of rebuttaling your points, like the stuff you were saying. I felt like I was able to find comic accurate images and other references to other Marvel movies. So
I will say I did say speaking on the Batman, I did enjoy the Zodiac Riddler.
You just need to listen to their episode.
I know. I was
especially
I was,
after saying that. Alex is going to log off here any second. He really was not a fan of the Riddler. Was long, but really liked the Riddler. He's my favorite. I thought he was good.
I really love Paul Dano. I love Paul Dano. He can do no wrong.
I think that like at the age I was and the overall feel, like the whole point of the movie when Jim Carrey was the Riddler, I thought it was awesome. It was the age I watched it. It was the era it came out. Like, you know what the era was.
It was a product of its time.
Yeah. And then as far as like the overall tone of the movie, that all made sense to me. But to me, I don't feel like that locks in like that's the character to me. I don't read enough Batman comics.
Are you referring to Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't read enough Batman comics thoroughly to have my own opinion on what the Riddler is supposed to be based on his like creation and writings. I know a lot of people compare him to the TV series Riddler, and that's...
I mean,
you can do that. That's fair, but that's still just another version to me.
Personally, I think, you know, if you're comparing, like, I'm just going to spitball, like, the big three here for, like, the Riddler from the Batman... The Riddler from like Jim Carrey's version, yeah. And then you take like the Riddler from Gotham. Right. I think Gotham's Riddler, in my opinion, is the best portrayal. But that's just because there was also more opportunity to flesh out that character because it was a TV series. Yeah. But I think the Gotham TV series,
yeah, that's Kramer saying
Riddler, it was probably in my opinion, more accurate because they had more time to flesh out the character.
I think one of the most impressive things, like I personally, like from day one, was instantly just against that movie, and then just completely flip-flopped as trailers and like pictures started coming out more and more, to the point where like when I left that movie I was pleased. I went into the movie expecting to like it at that point, but when it first was announced and they got the first set photos, I was like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, you were really not, yes. You were really not trying to like
but
it.
But I'll say, man, that whether or not it was a good representation of the Penguin is always subjective, but the makeup and practical effects they did, like the whole time watching that, I was just like, I can't see Colin Farrell,
but like only in his eyes.
That's fair, because you didn't change that, but I had trouble, man. I just could not find Colin. I was like, dude, like, that's awesome. Like, I was impressed by that. That's cool.
I agree with you about the Joker. I agree. I don't think they need to. I don't think they should jump the gun on the Joker. Maybe not build him up like they did Thanos. I feel like that would kind of be a little too much of a stretch in terms of build, because I don't. Like,
so
maybe it's just comparing. It's hard to compare, like, in terms of like the Joker to Thanos in sense.
Yeah,
but like I agree with you that I hope that they I want them to
Pattinson
build him. I think
was amazing.
I think if they introduce the Joker, if they're gonna do like, let's say like a trilogy with Pattinson, with like the Matt Reeves trilogy, I don't want to see the Joker until the third movie.
Right.
I don't think I'm you know, and kind of like what they did with this one, like, you know, you can show him, you can hear him talk, you know, a little cameo or this or that, but I don't want to see him be a villain to Pattinson until at least the third movie.
Right.
Now, well, Pattinson, I thought Robert Pattinson nailed it. I would have liked to have seen him a little bit more of a fleshed out Bruce Wayne, but...
To me, and again, that's something I think Alex will agree with you on based on what he was saying. Penguin was well done. Cool. I'm glad that you like Penguin. I like Penguin. I think Alex will agree with you that he wasn't as fleshed out as... And like emo hair, they talked about that, I think. Like, and a lot of people did, at least online.
Well, he's young.
I personally felt... That
yes, Kite Man. Yes, fucking Kite Man.
After watching, like, now that I don't think I'm caught up yet, but I'm getting caught up.
You're
on
in season two of Harley Quinn, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Oh my god, so, Kite Man is my fucking spirit animal.
Pretty funny.
He is my favorite part of the Harley Quinn series.
But
fucking Kite Man.
I personally like. I think that Batman made sense because I think that you guys have talked about it, Alex, and I know that we've talked about it on here. Batman isn't the alter persona. Bruce Wayne is the alternate persona.
Batman,
so
yeah,
technically, a young Bruce Wayne just getting into this should be as close to Batman as we've ever seen.
Well, he's only
and
in year
he
two.
Developed,
so, I mean,
yeah. To me, emo Batman, and everyone's like, oh, that doesn't make sense. To me, it's like, that makes perfect sense. He's a broody, depressed. He doesn't know how to control himself in public. He can't separate himself yet. he hasn't developed his alter ego, mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne. So to me, that made sense, but he needs to learn it. And I agree. And I think that's what's going to impress everyone is if they do the trilogy and he becomes Playboy billionaire Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I think that's what it'll impress. Because if you watch The Lighthouse, I don't think that he needs to learn to emote. I just think that for this character, he didn't. He just didn't emote.
But I mean, but even then, you still, I mean, he didn't really have a whole lot of screen time as Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, it
was... The story wasn't about Bruce Wayne.
It was a Batman. And I love that it was a detective Batman story. And I know we've talked about it before, how a lot of past live actions kind of glossed over the whole, you know, world's greatest detective aspect of Batman. Like, you saw sprinkles and hints of it, but they really kind of glossed over the whole world's greatest detective aspect of Batman. And I think that's why this one stands out to me so much, is because... Yeah. We actually finally saw that as the prime attribute of Batman, rather than just, you know,
and I like throwing punches. They dropped little nuggets, little Easter eggs of multiple things. Like, there was a lot of like the Long Halloween and stuff like they did a lot of like notes. Like, it was basically a way for him to say like, "Hey, I know this stuff. I did my research."
I will say I did like the contact lens thing that they did.
That was cool
for Pattinson, and I thought that was a pretty neat trick.
Kramer, you said tie him into the TV universe and suck a Fleck off until he agrees to stay. I know what you're saying is to suck Affleck off, but I just love that it like corrected to a Fleck. Suck a Fleck off until he agrees to stay. I'll just suck Affleck off because he's
thumb drive.
Affleck.
Yeah, I cackled at thumb drive. I think even in the theater when I laughed, I think you turned to me and was like, "What?"
I don't know.
I was like, "Oh my god!"
It was. It's one of those things where it was dumb, but it didn't bother me. I guess. Like, yeah,
I cackled because it was just like, "Duh!" That was a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I got a kick out of it. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Oh, you're driving back from Cincy now? Okay. Well, be safe.
Don't twitch and drive.
Don't twitch and drive. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just ready for the Flash movie. I need to make sure I'm gonna. It's Andy Muschietti, so I mean,
we got about 10 plus minutes left wherever we want here. Dylan and I have talked about this through Snapchat off and on throughout the past week.
You're right, Alex. Affleck is and will be my Batman. He embodied Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Almost to like, I would put him, the way he bodies that character, or characters, I would put it on par with Charlie Cox as Daredevil.
Yeah.
Where like,
you are
that character. Yeah. That is the
comic book off the page.
Yeah, like Charlie Cox is 100%. Matt Murdock and Daredevil is, and I put that on the same plane as Affleck with Bruce Wayne and Batman. 110%.
Yeah, I'm right there. Story he was stuck with were terrible, though. Yeah, I mean, personally, I couldn't enjoy BVS in theater because the only seat available, Shayna and I got the farthest right, farthest front row seats.
Yeah.
And I mean, literally, we were pushing our seats back because they recline a little bit. We were pushing them back and had our head arched over the backrest to try and see the screen, and we couldn't make it out. I could just see a blue shape and an S, and that was it. But
I know a lot of people were very...
Watching it later, I was okay with it. I wasn't impressed. I'm not going to say I love the movie, but I didn't hate it. I wasn't angry.
I know the Snyderverse is kind of a very hate it or love it scenario. Yeah. And you know, wherever you fall, there's justifications for each side. And that's kind of where I stand with it. There was a lot of stuff about what Snyder did that I didn't like. Then he was a lot of stuff that he did that I did like.
BVS was the one where he was fighting the baddies at the beginning, right? Like the scene.
Well, there was the one where it, like the warehouse scene. Yeah. That was at the end. It wasn't at the beginning.
At the end?
Yeah, but it was Batman and Superman.
I don't...
This was a rage.
I mean, I'm sure he technically did kill them, but it was fucking awesome.
It was like the coolest Batman scene ever. Fuck yeah, dude. That was awesome.
I'm sure he technically killed everyone.
You know what? So, you know what? Michael Keaton killed people too, so it's fine.
They all kill people.
They all kill people.
Batman kills people. He just cries about it. That's all.
Whether it be direct or indirect, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me that when Batfleck fucking flew that crate at that dude's head and his head blood splattered all over the wall, you weren't like, fuck yeah, that was the coolest thing I'm gonna see all pretty fucking awesome year. That was awesome. And then seeing Wonder Woman and hearing her like her fucking theme, like it gave me a half chub. Well, I mean, Gal Gadot gives me a half chub, but yeah, dude, Gal Gadot, you are a fucking real life princess.
Yeah.
But like her introduction in that movie, like, and you know, when they were fighting Doomsday and she came down with that shield, I was like, oh yes, see, the fucking Trinity.
Like, even that, like, I know the point,
there was a lot of payoff.
The point of the movie was to show Batman and Superman fighting and then come together. Like, that was the point of the movie. So,
well, there could have been more Batman fighting Superman though. There was like 8 minutes of a battle and it was like.
But even
it
the
was
lead
then,
up,
it was there and gone.
Even the lead up to the fight, to me, was just all of that. The idea of Batman fighting Superman, even though physically it didn't happen very much, the whole idea of it lasted too long for me to where it was.
Why
like,
did you say that name?
What? Yeah. And everyone was mad about that, and I honestly didn't. I was just like, it wasn't clever. Like, I wasn't like, oh shit, but I wasn't pissed. I was just like, okay, I get it.
I find myself criticizing Batman v Superman more than anything. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of the movie.
It's okay to me.
And you know, it is what it is. But, I mean,
the Martha memes? Yeah, the Martha memes are pretty fucking awesome.
But but Zack Snyder's Justice League.
It was good. You can do it. It's it. You can do it. Let it out.
Oh, chef's kiss. Mwah. Mwah. Oh, I fucking loved Zack Snyder's Justice League so much. Oh, it was good. Oh, fuck yeah.
No, but like,
I don't care what anybody's opinion on it is. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Masterpiece.
You talk about like the Wonder Woman coming in, like Alex agrees that's the best part of that movie. And it is, but it's so quick because they're just like, guys, we need to rally together to beat this fucking crazy Doomsday guy. And then like within 30 seconds, he like stabs Superman. And it's like, wait, what? Like, that's it? Like, it's over?
Yeah, well,
I just felt like all
I feel
that
like
build
there
up,
was. I feel like they did kind of like jump the gun a little bit on a lot of stuff in Batman v Superman, especially with Doomsday. I don't really feel like they had to do the forced kill Superman story. Like, it just.
Wait a second. What? We got Josh. I'm confused by this.
He's talking about Snyder Cut.
Josh, you're talking about Snyder Cut. Nicole, are you talking about Snyder Cut?
I assume they're all talking about Snyder Cut.
Give me the Snyder story, but like 2 hours shorter.
We did. It was Justice League. There you go. Answered your question for you.
No, but I would like to know, like, just we got sidetracked a little bit. Yeah, Snyder Cut. We got sidetracked a little bit with the BVS. I want to know, we talked about, like, Dylan and I were talking about the, to me, my opinion, right off the bat, the toxic fandom and decision that we need to fire Ezra Miller and replace him.
Oh, you want to have that discussion.
Because, and of course, the day I'm having this discussion with Dylan, I'm like, dude, I don't understand it. Like, I understand that he's not everyone's favorite, but I was like, the guy's going through obviously something. And I think more than anything, he needs to talk to someone. He needs a little bit of help. I don't feel like firing him and taking away his job is going to help his situation. And it's not like he's actively on set right this moment.
No, the film's done.
Right. Like, so,
well,
give,
it's an editing.
Now that
it's
there's a break for the character, instead of giving him more roles and just ignoring it, just help the guy. But as we're talking about it, he's like, well, no, he got arrested again. I was like, what?
Yeah, he did.
But of course, as we're talking about, he did get arrested again. Now, again, I don't think the stuff he's getting arrested for is like heinous. It just shows that there's something
assault
off. Yeah, he needs help.
Now, and I'll give my 2 cents, because when we brought this up in the thread, we didn't really discuss it, because I figured we would talk about it on here. Well, we did, but I was kind of just pestering you about it, because I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yes, Ezra is, right now, he's ruining his career. But a lot of people are just like, it's ruined. Like, he's tainted. He's old news.
It's like, I don't think that's the case.
Help the dude. He's a good actor.
My thought on it is, and once the Flash movie comes out, there'll be a better understanding of this for me at least, because it's hard to say because the movie's not out yet.
Right.
But pre-movie, and kind of like just putting in my two cents, they're doing a loose version of Flashpoint. We know that now. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I trust Andy Muschietti. I mean, obviously, It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2 were phenomenal. I trust him.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a good movie.
He's a great director. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of what is going on with the DC universe right now, because Discovery just bought them out and everything like that, and they said they wanted to overhaul DC. They want somebody to step in for DC like Feige is for Marvel. They want somebody to oversee everything in a Feige position.
I think that would help them, for sure.
And I think it would, too.
Yeah.
And I think the only remaining original Justice League members right now are Ezra.
Gal Gadot.
And Jason Momoa.
Henry Cavill's, I think, not off the board yet.
I don't think he's off the board, but I'm not going to say he's on it either.
Exactly. I agree.
He's holding on loosely, like 38 Special always said. You know, hold on loosely, but don't let it go. But I think in terms of Ezra's situation is, it's one of those things where, like, well, right now the movie's not out yet.
Right.
But it's done with principal photography. He's done filming. Like, it's done. Yeah. This is going to be a thing. But if they're doing a Flashpoint storyline, by the end of the movie, it could be we could do this with a different actor as Flash.
They can.
And move away from Ezra, but still continue the story of the Flash. Hell, they could he's Barry Allen. They could introduce Wally West.
Yeah.
Wally West is the superior Flash.
Okay.
In my opinion.
That I don't know.
Alex, help me out here. Wally West is superior Flash over Barry Allen. I will take that to my grave. But that's not the point. The point is depending on how they treat the loose version of Flashpoint in this movie, you're playing footsie with me again. Yeah. They could move away from Ezra as an actor and bring maybe I was saying, Grant Gustin, man, he's done his thing. Okay, that's fair. Just nod your head and say, you know what, you're right. Wally West is superior. But you know, it could be. I personally think Grant Gustin has earned his keep, but I don't think he should be the DC Universe's Flash.
Right.
Like I think he's comfortable where he is. I think he deserves better than the CW.
Oh, I agree with that. But without even having watched the full episode of that show, like I've caught it on TV every now and then. It's like, this is bad.
He is a great Flash. He is a great Barry Allen, but my problem with that show is, and I've said this 1,000 times, it's the writing. They have made him so dependent on the people around him rather than him being the Flash. It's the, we are the Flash.
Yeah.
I wanted to puke just saying that.
There's a little bit, like if you think about it, there's a weirdness to that with Ezra Miller's Flash, because when you're introduced to him, he's been self-sufficient for a while.
He has been.
What he's been doing in his little man cave thing is impressive. But then, like, once he's in the group, it's like he's always pleading and fighting for his attention.
It's like he always said, he's like, I've never done battle. I've just pushed people and then ran away.
Right, that's true. I don't know. I just felt like he was trying so hard to be, like, capable. And it's like, dude, like, you've been doing so well completely alone.
And Ezra as an actor, like, at first, I was not on board. I was not on board with it because the Flash is very near and dear to me.
Right.
I mean, I got it tattooed on my emblem right there. And like I said, I learned how to read by Flash comic books. The Flash is near and dear to me. So, you know, it's one of those things where, like, when he was announced for BVS, even though it was just a small cameo, I was pissed. I was like, because I had just seen...
top of all of that, they threw in this weird suit.
Yeah,
which they explained it to be practical.
And the suit grew on me.
Right. It's okay. I think what they're doing in Flashpoint...
You're absolutely right, Alex. You're absolutely right.
What they're doing in Flashpoint, though, to blend what everyone loves about the CW suit with what they did with the armored suit. Like, my, I think people are gonna like
take,
that.
My take on the suit is at first I was like, well, I get it. You know, he's by himself. He strung this suit together right. on his own, you know, and everything like that. Like, I get it. And then that suit really grew on me. And it grew on me as Ezra grew on me.
Yeah.
And like he did BVS, the cameo, and then, you know, he had the cameo in Suicide Squad. Mm. And then, you know, Justice League came out, and I was like, well, you know, Flash didn't really get his due diligence in Not Justice really. League. And then, like, I was really, and I mean really sold on Ezra in Snyder Cut. They fleshed him out. They really took the time to, you know, really...
They gave every character a spotlight.
They did, and that's what I think Ezra's character needed. And yeah. I think it was one of those things where, and then of course now, my only problem within the, I guess you call it like the trailer that we got at DC Fandom for The Flash is I worry that the suit might not translate to film the way that we in our minds want it to. I worry that it might look a little too like
we'll see.
Cheesy,
I think
Wonder Twins cheesy.
On, I don't know. I think if you trust him, like you look at all the stuff they did with Pennywise, like the craziness they did with that. I think
he also did a really good job in Perks of Being a Wallflower. Ezra Miller. That's where I actually saw Ezra Miller the first time was in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Before we get too far past it, I did want to say Alex did say when we were talking about. Whether it's ruined or not, like what Josh first said, I don't think his career is completely ruined, but he's digging a deeper hole. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Like if he just
he's
keeps
not doing,
doing
himself
this,
any favors,
right? But then Alex said, I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr. His career was quote ruined, and then he got clean, and it helped turn him into Iron Man. And like, absolutely, like that
100%.
Completely turned his career around.
Absolutely.
So Nicole agreed. Solid point. I wanted to make sure I got that in there for sure in the chat.
RDJ will always be a case study for things like this.
Yeah, further
as he should because it was done the right way.
Based on all that stuff, like giving, you know, second chances and making sure someone's had a chance to clean up their act. Semi-related, Nicole had said, like, can we finally get Johnny Depp back in something now? Yeah, I agree. Like, how is it that Johnny Depp got fired from his role in Fantastic Beasts, but Amber Heard hasn't been fired from
Aquaman
stuff. Like, I don't think that's fair. That's a double standard. And then on top of it, we're finding out it's toxic femininity in this particular situation that is hurting this relationship of theirs.
Yeah.
Now, I will say my personal opinion is that Johnny is not innocent because it's a relationship that isn't working or hadn't worked out. Like, it's over. It wasn't working out. And obviously, they were fighting. Physical, emotionally, verbally, whatever was going on. He's not completely clean. It's impossible. He wasn't completely innocent in this situation. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, she's fucking terrible and he's a saint. No. It's not that black and white. It never is. I do think that she's getting away with a lot.
For now.
And I think that...
For now.
I think that you're going to find out that it's flipped from what everyone initially thought it was.
Thank you for liking my ball, Josh. Even though it's Adam's.
Nice ball.
But to answer, Josh did ask, he asked, do you think Grant will be in Flashpoint?
I think he will.
I think he will be, but I think he will be in Flashpoint about how Ezra was in Crisis on Infinite Earths. I think he will have a small cameo for fan service, but I don't think he will have a prominent role by any means in the movie. What did Alex say? I won't say he's innocent. However, she is guilty. 110%. Neither. And that's kind of where I'm at. I think it's one of those things where like he can't be completely innocent.
No.
But there's no way in hell she isn't guilty. I mean, there's proof like that.
Yeah, Josh. I think they're good. I think mainly it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be cheesy because. It'd be cheesier in a TV series than a movie, but I think that the cameo they did in the TV series, they did. But I do think that the movie is, I think what they're going to, maybe it'll be more than that. And I hope it is for the fans' sake, because I haven't watched the show, so I'm not a fan of the show, but
I think
it's just
going
to be a callback to the scene in the show. Like they're going to like reverse it And now it's him cameoing in his thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be more of a like, oh, hey. Like,
oh, hey, it's you again.
It's a callback. Like, yeah. I think that's all it's going to be, but there's a chance that it starts with that as like a get it, and then it might turn into an actual scene. Like, maybe he'll actually like contribute to
but
what
I,
they're doing.
I do think...
Because there's already going to be two Ezra Miller flashes already. Like, we've seen that in the trailer.
Or is one of them Reverse Flash?
I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know much about Reverse Flash.
But I think in terms of, like, Grant showing up, I think it's one of those things that I believe that, aside from fan service...
Yeah.
You know, because obviously fan service is fan service. You know, we want it. I think Grant earned it. I think Grant deserves to...
Have a scene,
even if it's just a cameo, and I think he deserves more than a cameo. I don't think I'm not saying like a supporting role throughout the whole movie,
right?
But I would like to see him play a role in the success of the movie. Whether he be, you know, like maybe he gets trapped at the CW Star Labs for like 15 minutes of the movie, and they kind of sit there and they bullshit. Because I mean, in theory, Grant, because of Crisis on Infinite Earths, Grant Gustin's Flash gave Ezra Miller's Flash the name The Flash.
Right.
Like, because he was just like, you know, The Flash. Oh. Well,
it'd be totally in character for Ezra Miller if someone says something like, who are you, while Grant Gustin's Flash is present. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who are you supposed to be? And he'll be like, The Flash. And you see him like look over and like nod and wink. Like, that's an Ezra Miller character.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, get it.
Especially, you know, especially after, like, at the end of, like, Peacemaker. Like, yep. You know, like, where they were talking about Aquaman fucking fish. But, and I agree. Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. But I actually really like that idea. Like, just be like, yeah, because Grant is the one that named...
Like, that's the type like, of Grant cheese
named
that works.
Ezra right Miller's The Flash. Like, because at that point, at least in my mind... If I remember right, they hadn't referenced him as The Flash up until then. So, I mean, Crisis on Infinite Earths, when Grant Gustin named the DC Universe's Flash The Flash. And I think that's I think it'd be cool to call back to that, where you're like, you know, oh my God, it's me. He's like, yeah, you know me, The Flash.
I'm like, get it?
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, okay. Yeah. Like, and like I said, even if it's
to him, that's like, well, yeah, like that. That's
like, even if
are.
They just have like a conversation for 10 minutes out of the suit, like Barry Allen talking to Barry Allen, like in Star Labs for 10 minutes, like, fuck it. I don't care.
Right.
I just want to
see. Maybe he designs the new suit for him.
Rumor is that Keaton does. That's the rumor, is that Keaton's the one that's going to be giving him his new suit,
Keaton's older, so that means that he's evolved from when we first saw him as Batman, even. Like, if we think about him outside of the universe in his own thing, from then till now, a lot of time has passed. Like,
yeah. What? Like 40 years. Has it been 89? 40?
God damn. 30-some? It's yeah, because like I'm 37. I was born in 85. So 35 years.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. So anyways, time has passed to where he could have advanced in technology as well as
Alex,
Batman.
I don't think we'll see Batman Beyond in
I don't think so either, but that would be neat if we
at least
a
not in Flashpoint. I think it'd be cool to see Keaton evolve into he just said it.
Well, I think Batman Beyond has evolved to where maybe he would have the technology to design that, but I can't picture the Bruce Wayne in 89 at least. I know that was 30-some years ago, but I just can't see that Batman designing that much of a Flash suit.
I would have been more sold on it if it was Affleck.
Agreed.
I think that Affleck would be the perfect Bruce Wayne to bring in a Terry McGinnis.
I think so.
I think he would be the perfect brooding Batman behind the computer, you know, yelling at Terry McGinnis to quit fucking up.
And you can age him a little bit if he's a little too young yet. Because I think personally that
They even set it up like he was broken, like in Justice League, like he was he was broken and beaten up. Like they even kind of have like a partial setup to where like they could be like, you know, maybe it's not his age, but like his body, like just has been just beat up too fucking much. So like that's why I'm not getting my hopes up, but I'm really hoping that with Discovery purchasing Warner or DC, you know, and you know, all that, I'm really hoping that they can continue like somehow talk Affleck into coming in and being like, look, this is what we want you to do. You don't even have to suit up; just be the Batman behind the computer for Terry McGinnis.
Yeah,
and I'm just
I know a lot of people wanted, like,
I think you're right too, Alex. I think it all comes down to money.
Yeah.
I think Keaton's more affordable than Affleck.
I just...
But if Batfleck loves being the character, I mean, I feel like he might just be like, look, from what I've been... To my understanding is that's why he's doing The Flash, is because he's like, I want to do this, but I don't want to do this for Warner Brothers anymore. I still want to be Batman, but right. I don't want to be Batman for Warner Brothers anymore. So I will come in and do this Flash movie because I want to be this character still, but I don't want to be this character for them.
I haven't watched any of the only CW DC Universe stuff I've watched has been Superman and Lois.
Well, I watched all of Arrow.
Is there a Batman in those universe? Like in the universe?
In Arrow, there is a Bruce Wayne. You never see him, but
well, I guess I was wondering: do they have an actor?
They're in Arrow. Oliver references Bruce Wayne two or three times. Okay. But you never actually see a Bruce Wayne.
Because if you were to bring to me, if you were going to start over, and again, you're losing a lot of real. Like, that's the thing. Like, what sucks is like Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot. Personally, I still agree. Ezra Miller, Jason Momoa. Like, these people,
but
embody their character. They're so passionate about these characters, and that is awesome for the fans of the character because it shows.
However. When they did Crisis on Infinite Earths, there was a Batman that was Kevin Conroy. They brought in Kevin Conroy as like a different Earth Batman during Crisis on Infinite Earths. But after Crisis on Infinite Earths, there's no longer Infinite Earths. There's just one Earth.
Right.
And that Batman was...
Kevin Conroy is the best Batman.
Yeah, and Kevin Conroy's Batman in Crisis on Infinite Earths was hella broken.
Right.
And I mean, like, he had like a robotic body.
Right.
And he was... beyond repair, like this motherfucker straight up like murdered Superman.
I'm just curious if there's a chance that they could do a new Justice League with Tyler Hoechlin, however you say it, Grant Gustin, and then whoever else from the CW they want to bring in. Like
they did, they did do that. They started to do that. Like they even set it. Yeah, they even set it up.
Yeah,
but now Supergirl is gone. Arrow is over. Legends of Tomorrow, as of right now, still has not been renewed.
Not for the CW, though. Could they do it? Could the DC Universe do a movie? Like, take those characters. They're not going to do it because Superman and Lois isn't over. So he's still doing TV.
Right.
But could they? And would anyone care?
I think...
The only bad thing about the current cast we have is they are all getting a little bit older. Very quickly. Like, your Superman, your Batman, they're all older. They're receding hairlines. Like, they don't have that fresh, young comic book look that we're used to.
Unless you're Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he's losing some hair.
Yeah, but he still looks phenomenal.
He does look fucking phenomenal. Can we all just bask in Henry Cavill's muscles?
Mm-hmm. Just want to lay on him like a pillow.
Oh, fuck yeah.
An Injustice series? That'd be something. I'm not going to say no to it.
Dude... I don't know if I'd want... I do want a series, but I think I would love to at least just get a movie. That'd be cool. What if they ended those characters by having them film an Injustice movie?
And I think that would take a lot of setting up.
Yeah. But I want it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
I didn't read the comics for Injustice, but I played the games. And that was it.
The game storyline for Injustice are great.
Yeah.
An HBO series. I think HBO has done a pretty good job with DC. Like, I love Titans. I understand they took a lot of liberties with Titans, and I know some people don't really care for it.
HBO animated series for Injustice, I'm down.
I know some people don't really care for Titans because of some of the liberties they took with the characters.
Good.
It's fine. I understand that. That's fine. But I fucking loved Titans.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start Doom Patrol sometime.
Yeah, I do want to see that, too. Brendan Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which he's going to be in the Batgirl movie as Firefly. The Frasersance. And I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm so here for it. We just started going back and watching some of his movies recently. Stuff we hadn't seen in a while. Bedazzled.
Elizabeth Hurley. Encino Man.
Oh, my God. I told my wife, I was like, I feel a little bit bad, but she's pretty fucking good looking.
Everybody had a crush on Elizabeth Hurley back in the day.
My wife was literally like, if you didn't tell me that you thought she was banging, I would have thought something was wrong with you. Well, I was like, you probably think she's pretty banging. She's like, yeah. She's
well, duh. It's Elizabeth Hurley in like roughly like 2001, maybe. She still looks good today, too. I'll give her that. But like...
HBO animated Injustice series Batman will give oral to Catwoman. Absolutely.
Hey, Snyder was about it, man.
Yeah, Snyder. Batman. Like, Batman eats pussy.
Dude, he eats Catwoman's pussy like no one would fucking believe.
It's comic book.
It's canon.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Canon. All right. I feel like we've had two or three viewers drop off over time, so...
Yeah, we've lost three. It's fine. We've been at this for a while.
Yeah, we got our over the hour mark. I think we're pretty good here. I mean, we didn't even talk Moon Knight and Halo, but that's I don't know fine. How many of you guys are caught up on it anyways.
Moon Knight's great. Halo's getting better.
Some of the most recent fight like battle scenes were exciting for gamers.
I think this last episode did a lot better.
Dude,
it's been a lot of world building.
I like danced in my seat watching those little fucking aliens running across the ground. That's so awesome.
It's like, it's just like the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The needler explosion.
Dude, that threw me off. I
didn't expect it to blow up. Yeah. That's what it does.
When he got needled, I was like, oh. And then, like, by the time I went, oh, it went boom. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, I literally let out. Like, Kim was like, what? I was like, he got needlered.
That's what happened.
And she was like, I don't know what that means.
Expect it to happen. Yeah. That was awesome. Moon Knight for sure. Please watch Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's been great.
This last episode was strange because we didn't get, what's his name? The main dude, the god, because he's in stone.
It is. But we got another one with the hippo at the very end.
That was fun.
She's the goddess. I think it's like prosperity.
Okay, that was funny.
And peace.
Little ears and nose wiggling. Nostrils. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Khonshu's been gone for
Khonshu.
No, he was in episode. Jesus. He was in episode three. So this was the first episode. We didn't have Khonshu.
Yeah. And I like that they did that. Like, they really sealed, this is where we're at with him. Like,
yeah.
We're not going to tease you and be like, oh, he's still whispering to you. Like, it's...
No.
This is where he's at. Figure it out.
Yeah, and he even made the comment when they were in the tomb,
Alex.
Where he's like, you know, you don't have the suit, you don't have the healing factor, you are vulnerable, my guy.
Yep.
So, you know, Steve, and I liked how, like, the metaphorical, at least in my brain, it worked as, like, a metaphorical, like, a sane asylum. But that third sarcophagus that they didn't open, I think that's where we're going to get that third personality that I think I talked about, not last week, obviously, but the week before.
The cab driver guy?
Well, I don't know if they're going to give him a cab driver. He's like a detective.
Okay.
I mean, they may give him the cab driver, you know, aspect of it. I don't know. They may find that. Yeah, they may find that to be kind of like pointless to what they want to do. But
right.
Yeah, he's basically like a super detective.
Right on.
So, and I hope that's the case, you know, maybe because, you know, he shot him twice, which means one bullet was for Steven, one bullet was for Mark. There was not a third bullet for the third personality. And I think the third personality is going to be the one that pulls them out of the quote unquote insane asylum.
Right on.
So that's just my theory. That's just my theory.
That'd be cool. I'm down for that. Go watch him. I was going to end on something else, like to participate in that we weren't going to have a full-on discussion about. I don't remember what it was. It might have just been, hey, go watch Moon Knight, but I don't remember.
Yeah, Halo's good. It's a lot of world building. I'll give it that. I'm still pissed off that Halo or Master Chief is like never in his fucking helmet.
Yeah,
but
the times he puts it on don't even make sense half the time. So like there was a thing where he was walking around forever without it. He put it on, walked somewhere, then took it back off. It's like, what the fuck? Like, just leave it on.
Yeah, but I've kind of gotten to the point where it's like, this isn't a Master Chief story. This is a John story. Like, I get it.
It is.
And I've just had to accept it. But it's just like, man, like, Master Chief, we have gone like 20 fucking years never seeing Master Chief's face. And then you fucking take his helmet off 20 minutes into the first episode and have pretty much not put it back on.
Yeah. So, Alex, I think Shane and I are going to go watch the Nick Cage movie tomorrow. We're going to do everything we can to find the time. We got to clean out a room. My youngest brother gets married next weekend, and my middle brother is coming in from California, and he's going to stay with us. So we got to clean our spare bedroom / retro gaming room out. It's a mixture of becoming storage overflow, and we have our newest cat that doesn't like to get along with the other ones. That's where she sleeps at night. Like, we just close her in there with her own box and food, and then let her out run around during the day where
She can be supervised.
She can be supervised and not be a little bastard. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. It felt good.
It did.
But, again, there's still stuff we're trying to figure out. And, like I said, we might have either a name and rebrand change. We might have a content change. Like,
Keep you posted.
We're trying to find out what makes us happy and what keeps you guys happy. So, any type of message you want on social media, on Discord, it's going to be hard to do on here if we're not live, but I felt good. That's what she said. All right.
Tee.
Giggity. Yeah, let us know if there's anything you're like, you know what I really love about podcasts? This. Like, this is what draws me in. If you guys do a lot of this, I'll be happy. Or I love that you guys do this.
Yeah, the chat was very active tonight. It was. I really enjoyed it.
That's important to me. Like, we're all struggling to survive. So
yes, we are.
Sometimes you get in the chat, you don't want to chat, but it does affect us. It's like going, like whenever I was in a band, when you get on stage and that crowd is fucking electric, that's how we're going to respond. I know our job is to do it anyways, but it does get difficult when multiple weekends in a row you get on stage and the crowd's just like, hey, what's up? Like, and, oh, hey.
Engagement it's something to chase.
That,
you know?
That song that you were just screaming and your throat hurts and you're sweating and your back hurts from movement and all that stuff. You put on a hell of a show. Yeah, that was.
I could say that's what she said to literally everything that you just said.
Right.
So it's always nice when audio. The chat gets really involved. It helps us, you know, with discussion because we can always branch off from like what you guys are mentioning in the chat. But right. At the same time, you know, like it's just nice to see. People get involved with us and want to chat and hang out with us. So like we appreciate that a lot.
Having like 8 co-hosts at one time.
It is, yeah. So had a lot of fun. Absolutely. Had a lot of fun this week. It was definitely needed, wanted, and enjoyed. Yes. And appreciated.
Alex says it's easier to give energy you get. And I agree. And we should all take that into the bedroom with us.
I mean, I'm not going to get my titties out right now, but I mean... It's appreciated.
And I get titties back in return.
It's just you on camera. I can just see your titties off camera. Ouch. It's fine.
It's just you. All right. Thanks, everybody. Had fun.
I did too.
Like I said, we'll try to be back next week. I don't know when we're going to start tearing everything apart, but we'll let you know. Like, hey, the studio's going to be down. So, till then, I'm Adam.
I was Ian. Let's go get us a blast.
Did you like that edit?
I did fucking love it. I fucking cackled.
I literally was crying.
I was crying too. It was so fucking funny because I did not expect it. So see you guys later.
I want to give a shout out to You Versus Yesterday for the use of our theme song, Summer. Let's Make This Forever, off of their EP, Remember This.
Nerd to your mother.